Hi there. My name is Morgan Scully, and I'm a cultural anthropology master's student at the Victoria University of Wellington. This podcast episode is part of my thesis on the embodied experience of mountaineering, titled It's Beyond You, But You're a Part of It, Mountaineering in the Southern Alps of Aotearoa, New Zealand. While my written thesis provides an in-depth analysis of my fieldwork, and the reciprocal relationship between the mountain and the mountaineer. In this podcast, I want to offer a more immersive listening experience that allows the soundscapes to resonate and trigger sensations. The podcast itself is a combination of quotes from the experienced mountaineers I interviewed, alongside mountaineering soundscapes. These were recorded during my winter fieldwork above Queenstown in the Remarkables and Wye Creek, as well as in Haast Pass. To record these soundscapes, I used an H1 Zoom recording device, which I strapped to my chest in a spare avalanche transceiver harness while I was climbing and ski touring. There were many challenges to recording while climbing, but the recorder proved itself a trustworthy and hardy device. For example, the negative temperatures each day forced me to remove the batteries and warm them up inside my gloves to be able to continue recording. I also looked down once during ice climbing to find the head of the recorder covered in ice shards. In creating this podcast episode, I not only wanted to use a more accessible oral format, but I also wanted to shape a poetic analysis inspired by the anthropologists Miles Richardson and Adri Kusserow. In the minutes that follow, my analysis can be seen in the interweaving of my participants' quotes with the soundscapes of mountaineering. Like a poem, this podcast has its own cadence, flow, and layering. The best way to listen to it and to experience those layers is to sit in a quiet room with a good pair of headphones. Otherwise, the more subtle sounds and silences will be lost. So I hope you enjoy this podcast and find something, whether it's sound or silence, that speaks to you.
Question in a way, because it has like so much meaning to me. But not so much as a sport, more like as a place that I need to be to feel myself.
I did this talk recently at the Auckland Uni Tramping Club about some of the lessons I'd learned in the last few years. One of them was this quote from an Italian mountain guide that I met in France. He said, "Why does everyone come and go in the Alps? It's almost like they treat the mountains like a trail race. I do not want to come and go. I want to come and stay."
But then, like, it's not just you, it's that's the connection. It's that you can feel that they are alive as well. So when you're in that environment, you can feel their energy, and I feel like that's where even like the tiniest is I am compared to them. That's where I feel like I belong, because of their strength, because of the soul they have.
A transalpine traverse for 5 weeks, to me that was like, yeah, this is about becoming like one with the mountains, you know, living, becoming comfortable just living there, and after several weeks you just learn to love just being there and breathing the mountain.
You know what I mean? Get you right there.
Then, you know, this world versus spiritual kind of gets unified, because where you are is so profoundly transcendental, right, in its beauty and its otherness and its power and its wonder and its agency, and it's beyond you, but you're a part of it.
Annoying, because you know in other sports where there's no danger of dying, you can just go as hard as you possibly can and not have to worry about the consequence of that you might die one day that you're on a football match. But with mountaineering you do have to give it a bit more of a different perspective, that you can't just go hard out and say, oh, I'm going to K2 next year. You kind of a little bit more reserved with your have to be much more conservative with the things you put yourself into.
Yeah.
Kind of holds you back from just wanting to go all the way every time. Practicing a real sport with real life, real consequences.
Mm.
It's not just a game.
Mm.
You can just respawn every time you make a mistake. Having respect for the mountain, that you can't just run all over it anytime you like. You always got to be ready to turn back, not be so obsessed with achieving. And I mean, of course, if you've like had or experienced an accident or had a really close call or something like that, that can definitely shape how you see it. You see the mountains as this destructive place, whereas once you've overcome anything like that, you can start to see it as like a beautiful place again. Yeah, it's not about conquering the mountains.
who I am ceases to be a particularly poignant question. Like, it's just sort of self-evident.
And, like, you're so present in your body, right? Like, sometimes it's easy to feel like a disconnect, you know, in the mind, and then, you know, you do a bit of exercise in the morning, and then you do a lot of mind stuff during the day, which often makes it feel like they've got, like, contradictory pulls, but that gets unified.
It's more like it.
Emotions of, like, anxiety or guilt or pride seem a little bit distant. Partly, I think it's because of the way that a lot of mountains are sanctified as the other place, the place you go to get away from things.
Mm.
But I think partly it is just because of the overwhelming evidence of non-human agency. Just the sheer, like, beauty that transcends, like, you know, the value patterns around, like, consumerism and hierarchy that we have in our day-to-day life. There's just something that's just so obviously more poignant there.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, it allows you to take a step sideways. You know, just there's so much vitality.
After that massive day of walking with a massive pack and things, and you can just arrive at the hut and put your pack down and just stretch your legs a little bit, and then that's when, like, you realize where you are finally, like, again. You're like, oh my god, like, I'm here, this is absolutely mind-blowing. And all of that pain, like, inside you is just like, whatever, like, it's there, but it's at the same time it's not there anymore, you know, because it's so much worth it to be in the mountains like that and to feel like you're alive in them and that they are alive as well.
Aren't we lucky to be here to see this, you know? And when you put it like that, it's like, yeah, why am I complaining that I've got sore feet? You know, this is an incredible moment with the sky hanging, the sun hanging low through the trees. It's like, what a moment.
Yeah, right.
To me, when I have those moments, kind of divine moments, it gives me, like, chills through my whole body. It's just like, when you realize how epic it is. What a time to be alive.